a foul on him.
Seeing that block you had on Sheehy after his dunk on Nelson, your team seemed to feed off that, and your coach said it was kind of the case, good senior leadership. What? Just talk about that play. You seem pretty determined not to let him do it again.
Yeah, definitely. No, that play before, you know, that was a pretty drastic play. I mean, on his part, it was a great dunk, you know, and it didn't feel good. You know, it was at their place, 17,000 fans going nuts. You know, I didn't like it, you know, so I got an opportunity, you know. The next play, he comes down, tries to do the same thing, and I was really determined not to let him do it, and that was pretty much it, you know. I gave him a little look, you know, afterwards, and didn't really say much. You know, just give him a little look, let him know that wasn't happening anymore, let him know that this is to my team.
Was it more the way he acted after the dunk as opposed to the dunk itself that maybe got under your skin a little bit?
I think so. You know, I didn't like that. You know, I'm not myself. I'm not a flashy kind of guy. You know, I don't like that being done to me or people I care about. You know what I mean? So, little father figure, I guess I could say. So.
Coach didn't think you fouled him either, did you?
I don't think I fouled him either. I got all ball. Actually, that's what I exclaimed to the refs after after the whole case. But, you know, it is what it is. And they called a foul. So that was a great play on Mel's part, actually. You know, he didn't get the foul call, and it kind of awakened him, you know, I guess you can say. And he went off, and, you know, he had a great night. He ended up with 20 points, you know, and grabbed all those rebounds. So I think it was good to keep him in the game. He didn't, you know, react to it, and it shows maturity on his part.
You and Mel are going to be going up against John Lewis and Keaton Yankeville. What do you tell him going into this matchup? Because you've obviously faced him before. You know what they're capable of.
It's going to be a huge defensive test for us this week. You know, these guys, they can both step out, shoot the three-pointer. They can drive to the paint. They have decent ball handling skills. They can shoot mid-range jumpers. They can finish around the basket, you know. So what we're going to have to do is stop them first and foremost. And then after that, you know, figure out what we can get accomplished on the offensive end. But I think a key to this game is to stop them from doing what they want to do, and nothing our offense will come after that.
Has Mel surprised you this year with how successful he's been at times?
I wouldn't say he surprised me. You know, I've definitely was capable of, but the way he's doing it, you know, against these top-tier Big Ten teams, and you know, the way he's getting his points and his rebounds, and the way he's being a attribute to this team, you know, I think I still wouldn't say it's surprising, but he's definitely doing his part of contributing, you know, and he knows what he can do, knows what he can't do, and he plays to his strengths, and he's doing it pretty well.
Coach says he needs to work on consistency a little bit. What does, you know, how does he go about doing that? You know, as a guy who's played in this league for 4 years, how do you go about getting to the point where you can have his type of success day in and day out?
Just keep working at it. You know, you obviously see the points where he's relishing in his talents, you know, so you got to stay in the game first and foremost. You know, the games that he doesn't produce is games where he's in early foul trouble. He has to sit out for a certain amount of minutes. Then, you know, it's hard for him to get into that rhythm and get into that mode. So, first and foremost, he has to stay in the game. You know, he's a dynamic player. He has to be in the game to impact it. So, I think once he figures that out, he's going to be a huge force.
You just kind of describe yourself now as a father figure. Saturday, you don't have two of your assistant coaches that are out recruiting. What does it say about you and, I guess, your teammates, especially the younger guys, to be able to come back the way you did on Saturday and, you know, not have to rely on them, like, when you go back to the bench, maybe consoling you or double-checking with you on, you know, what defense you're running, certain set plays,
right,
et cetera?
I made a huge point of being the game that is going to be a real live crowd, you know, and that all we had there was ourselves, you know, and that we had to lean on each other, you know, for the support and definitely for the fight that was going to be out on the court. You know, we're going to have to pull each other and get each other going, and we were all we had, you know, so I made that a huge point at the beginning of the game, and I think the guys took that, you know, and everybody stepped up and took a leadership role, and I think that's what, you know, kind of propelled us to our win. You know, everybody wanted to pull for the same thing, and nobody wanted to give up, you know, so we didn't.